We've had a real downward push on the China stocks this week, obviously after the wrap-up of the Party Congress. And it's a little difficult to read. Some of the futures are pointing up, but they're not active contracts. And then we had earnings after the bell that disappointed. And that's what we'll be focusing on here in the next couple of minutes. Texas Instruments, for instance, declining more than 5% in after hours after the company gave a disappointing quarterly forecast. Joining us now is Ian King, Bloomberg News U.S. semiconductor reporter. So Texas Instruments, such an important company. It's a bellwether. It's in so many different areas. I guess this would send a little bit of disquiet throughout the industry here.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. I mean, if you're looking at what's happened in the semiconductor industry, largely been companies that heavily depend upon PCs and computers and smartphones that have been the ones saying, you know, that demand is really falling quickly. As you pointed out, TI is way broader than that, you know, big dependence on industrial. And they said that, you know, orders are being canceled and the orders are declining, and that has, you know, much broader implications.
So nothing that different, or did they say anything different to some of the other companies, or is it just echoing exactly the same kind of verbiage?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good question, Rich. I mean, in typical TI fashion, they didn't give an awful lot away and refused a lot of direct questions. And I spoke to the CFO afterwards, and he said, look, anybody who tells you that this is recession fears or tells you that this is just the steady kind of cycle of the semiconductors where we have what are called these inventory corrections just doesn't know what they're talking about, because it's impossible to know. He said if it's just an inventory correction, which is fairly typical, you know, every sort of six or so quarters of upside, we get a couple of down quarters because people have ordered too much, then that's one set of circumstances, which is frankly on the milder end of the spectrum. If you know, you've got to layer on this other element of people, you know, businesses clamping down on their budgets and cutting back on CapEx and investment, then that's way more serious. Obviously has, you know, much deeper potential harm to what's going to happen to the industry.
It seems like one of the areas that actually had some strength was automotive. But, you know, that's a kind of an interesting situation there, because you still have demand that's so much stronger than supply, and all the while interest rates are heading up, and you would think that at some point even the automotive industry will take a little bit of a hit.
Yeah, and that was exactly the conversation that you know, TI had with analysts on the conference call. They were asked again, how, you know, can we keep going up and to the right? And they said, absolutely not. No, that can't be the case. However, there are still shortages. There are still things that we can't get to our car makers as quickly as they would like, or in the quantity that we would like. So that's kind of a good sign. At the same time, they said, look, you have to understand that auto is different. There's never been an expansion in the number of chips per car that we've seen. There's never been an expansion in the technology that's going into vehicles that we're seeing right now. So that's, you know, naturally kind of distorting things, and meaning that kind of demand is going to be much more persistent.
Okay, so good to talk with you again, Ian. Thanks very much. Ian King, Bloomberg News, U.S. semiconductor reporter, looking at Texas Instruments here.